think we all have patients in our clinic that have hematuria accompanied by mild features of glomerular disease, and we wonder, what is the cause? We sought to explore this clinical problem by evaluating genetic associations in individuals with hematuria in the general population. I am the co-corresponding author, Momita Barua. I'm an assistant professor of medicine at the University of Toronto. With me is the study's first author, Sarah Galliano Talyun, an assistant professor at the University de Montreal's Department of Medicine and Department of Neurosciences. Hematuria is a relatively unexplored clinical entity. We leveraged the UK Biobank, a genetically characterized cohort of approximately 500,000 adult participants between the ages of 40 and 69 years. To define hematuria, we used a high-throughput tool designed to rapidly define phenotypes using electronic health data. We excluded participants with genitourinary codes to enrich for glomerular hematuria. And finally, we focused on the largest subset in the dataset, the white British subset, to maximize power. 16,866 hematuria cases and 391,420 controls were included. The overall rate of hematuria was 4%. Our method of phenotyping was successful in enriching for glomerular hematuria as assessed by the eGFR and albuminuria among cases compared with controls. Sarah, what did our genetic analysis reveal?
The Genome-Wide Association Study, or GWAS, identified six loci that met statistical significance for association with hematuria. The strongest association was in a region on chromosome 2, where the COL4A4, COL4A3 genes reside, the genes responsible for Alport syndrome. The second strongest association was within the major histocompatibility complex, MHC region, on chromosome 6, that has previously been linked with IgA nephropathy. The nearest genes to the other four loci, three of which are novel, were PDPN, SORL1, PLLP, and TGFB1. The novel finding at PDPN is of particular interest, as this gene encodes a protein that is expressed in the podocyte. We then perform conditional analysis at each of the six loci to try to identify the specific variant or variants driving the statistical association. To confirm our results, we used another genetically characterized cohort of 166,897 Icelanders, known as DECODE, where hematuria was assessed from routine urinary dipsticks. All six loci were replicated. To summarize, GWAS and conditional analyses identified six loci associated with hematuria. These genetic associations may help to inform biological mechanisms underlying hematuria.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.